For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Recently, there has been a growing national conversation about minorities and vaccinations. And sometimes it's hard to tell fact from speculation. To discuss that and some other topics is political analyst Otis Sanford. Welcome back.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you for having me.
Otis, here in Shelby County at the start of vaccinations, officials did a lot of soul searching over how to reach Black communities. It's one of the reasons FEMA opened its own site here. But now that vaccines are available to everybody, we still haven't seen the numbers we need to reach herd immunity. Why do you think it's the case, especially here in our city, that Black communities are not turning out in bigger numbers?
Well, I think there are a lot of different reasons for that, Chris. One is, even though they are expanding the access to it, especially at the Pipkin building there, there are still a lot of areas of Memphis where there's a lack of mobility, and so you don't have the access. Yes, the other reasons are there. There is distrust.
Right. These have been sort of touted as sort of a almost mythic levels of Black distrust in medicine. Some have said that the Tuskegee experiment has led to generational mistrust of government operations like vaccinations. Have you seen any evidence that suggests that the community here is thinking about that as they're not getting vaccinated?
I think there's a very small degree of that. I mean, people have raised that, especially in social media and maybe even some face-to-face conversations, but it's not nearly to the degree that would cause there to be such a disparity. Again, I think the other reasons are lack of availability, the fact that before now, it was sort of inconvenient for some people who are working to get to a vaccination site. There's also the issue around signing up online. Some elderly African-Americans don't use that kind of online technology as much as others. So that was also a reason.
And maybe here in Memphis, having the Pipkin building add a walk-up component might change that as well. You know, sometimes it's just not convenient to make an appointment in the middle of the day, especially.
That's exactly right. And walk up without an appointment, extending the hours into the evening, all of that will help. I thought it was wonderful last week when Al Green got his shot. And then he said, I'm taking my shot because I'm tired of being alone. I thought that was brilliant.
As a pastor of a church, he should also be vaccinated as well.
Exactly. So, yeah, I think it's going to pick up. It is picking up. But I tell you, one of the bigger issues here when it comes to lack of trust, maybe, or the down numbers, we are seeing that with immigrants.
Well, there's also another group of people not getting vaccines. In recent polls, upwards of 50% of Republicans are either saying no or they're not sure to the vaccinations. About 40% of white evangelicals are rejecting vaccines. What's going on here? Obviously, there must be different reasons for this.
It is, and it's all political there. I would not be surprised, Chris, if some Republicans and Republican-leaning people are not getting the vaccine just out of spite because we got rid of Donald Trump in the White House. I have heard people say that they are not getting the vaccine because they don't trust Joe Biden. And I think that's just part and parcel of the political defiance that's going on here. It's not because of availability. It was encouraging that all of the former presidents still alive, except for Donald Trump, are putting out that they got the vaccine. And we do have a Republican in that group with George W. Bush.
Well, here in Tennessee, Governor Bill Lee and Republican lawmakers are worried right now that people who choose not to get vaccinated could be treated like social pariahs, which is why they are now speaking out not only against so-called vaccine passports, but also against any sort of restrictions at public institutions. Otis is a university professor. You know that students already need to have immunizations to attend college. Governor Lee sees COVID differently. He wants private businesses to have the right to require vaccines for employees, but not public institutions. Can you help break down the Republican logic on this?
This is just a Republican talking point, and you are absolutely right. Institutions, educational institutions, from secondary schools all the way to higher education, they do require that students are vaccinated for certain things. Having said that, though, I had a conversation earlier this week, President David Rudd at the U of M, and I asked him that very question. And he said, not at this time. They're not doing it. Because he did think that there might, it's not part of the regimen of diseases that are already there. So it would have to be included, and it's not included. So he didn't think that they're going to do it right now. But I do think that public institutions should have a right to do that, because we're trying to protect the student population. And that's true in schools, secondary schools, and it should be true in higher education.
Political analyst Otis Sanford joins us each week to talk about Tennessee politics. Thanks again.
Thank you, Chris.
This is WKNO News.